Manny Machado and the Orioles host the Angels. This one turns into a wild slugfest, and the Angels try to seize control early on.
Kind of had Trout shaking his head in the dugout after that one. And here's the pitch on Albert. He lifts one in the air down the left field side. It's tight to the line. And that ball is lined out of here. Just got it over the wall there. I think it might have scraped the top part of the wall down in that left field corner. That was a low line drive homer. Albert's 18th of the season. And it's 2-0 Angels. And here's the pitch. He lifts this one in the air, and this ball's hit well out into right center, and it's going to leave. So that'll be a two-run homer, and now the Angels' lead is down to a run. It's 5-4, and that's the third home run that Heaney has given up tonight. Here's the 3-2. Trout hits one high, and he hits it deep to left field. The ball is carrying, and that one is gone. Out of here, home run Mike Trout. That is the Angels' fifth homer of the night. That is Trout's 24th of the year. And the Angels add on. And now it is a 7-4 Angels lead. On strikeouts, and here's a high drive lifted into deep left center field, and that one is gone. That is Machado's second home run of the night. The fourth given up by Heaney. It's the ninth home run hit in this game. And the Angels' lead is now 7-5. Count 0-1 on Machado. Here's the next pitch. And he hits a high drive deep into center field. That ball's really carrying. And that one is gone. Manny Machado, who hit a grand slam against the Angels in the last homestand, does it again tonight here in Baltimore, and that's a three-homer night, 7 RBI night for Manny Machado.
Machado finishes 3-for-5 with a career-high tying 7 RBIs, 9-7 Orioles is your final. Machado now becomes the third player in big league history with 3 homers and a walk-off grand slam in the same contest. So the Angels club 5 home runs against Jeremy Hellickson, the O's starter, but still come up short on Friday. Here's the Angels skipper, Mike Socha.
With why, he's been throwing the ball really good for us and just got his pitch count a little up. We're hoping he was going to be able to finish the ninth. And, late leadoff hit, good pitch of Joseph to strike him out. And then the walk to Smith where he just missed, obviously, it's a tough pitch to lay off, and he laid off it. So he threw the ball well. He just, didn't quite get the final out. And Keenan, too, had obviously trouble with Beckham and Machado, and that was the game.
Bedrosian, you had been using mostly lately in the ninth inning. Why did you decide to bring him in the sixth?
I think that when we use Cam's one of the guys who's going to help us hold leads, and Cam pitched the ninth inning on Sunday with a couple guys down. So where we're going to mix and match, we're going to have opportunities to use some guys. And, it depends on who's fresh and how the game lines up. We needed 4 innings of relief, so we need to use all those 4 guys, and we just tried to match them up the best we could.
So you just felt like he matched up better against those guys?
Yeah, we felt that we had Petit at the end for 2. That's what we felt going in, so we could spend those other guys a little earlier, and didn't quite get there.
Angels starter Andrew Heaney finally comes back from Tommy John surgery. He makes his first start since April of 2016 and goes 5 innings, allowing 5 runs, including 4 homers.
It was fine. Obviously not the way I wanted it to go. Those guys went out there and put up 5 runs in the blink of an eye. It's my job to make that stick. Didn't do that. Didn't really ever develop a feel for a breaking ball. Threw a lot of 2-strike pitches in the strike zone and just really never got into a rhythm. My tempo was pretty terrible. So all those things lead to bad pitches and lead to big innings. And that's on me, when they put up 7 runs. Got to do a better job of giving us enough lead to finish this thing out.
The Halos will look to even up their series at Camden Yards on Saturday when J.C. Ramirez makes the start.